Part 3. Team of Teams. Chapter 7. The Breakfast Factory Goes National. We left the Breakfast Factory as it was enjoying great success. So great, in fact, that we had to install a continuous egg-boiling unit at considerable expense. The equipment produced breakfasts of unprecedented uniformity. Moreover, our volume grew to the point where we could use the egg-boiling unit at full capacity. Hence, our cost of delivering outstanding breakfasts steadily declined. We passed on some of the savings to our customers, and soon the reputation of our breakfasts spread. Like good entrepreneurs, we knew we had a good thing going and started another branch of the Breakfast Factory across town. We even named it that. This, too, became a remarkable success. Soon thereafter, Neighborhood Gourmet, a magazine with a large national circulation, ran a story on our operation. We decided to seize the opportunity and franchise the Breakfast Factory nationwide. We rapidly moved into neighborhoods with the right demographic mix for our breakfasts, and we were soon enough running a vast network of breakfast factories. Before long, we found, however, that the network required a set of tasks and skills very different from those needed to run our one restaurant. The most important of these was to figure out how to use the advantages made possible by having a local entrepreneur set up and run each franchise without losing the enormous economies of scale that became available to us. Because the local manager knows his neighborhood, he can adapt his operation to it, and so, we hope, operate the most profitable franchise possible. At the same time, with over 100 breakfast factories, our purchasing power is immense. If we centralize certain activities, we are in a position to do many things much better and much less expensively than each of our franchises could do individually. And most important, because the quality of our breakfasts has played a major role in our success so far, we have to be very concerned about maintaining a perception of first-rate food and service. In other words, we could not permit any one Breakfast Factory branch or those in any region to jeopardize the real secret of our business. In fact, the centralization-decentralization dichotomy is so pervasive that it has become one of the most important themes in the management of our network. Do we, for instance, want to advertise locally or nationally? Do we want to give the local manager the control over advertising in his community? We don't know who reads the Daily Blatt, and he probably does. Do we want to give him the right to hire and fire personnel? Should we let him set his wage scale, or do we want to impose one nationally? The latter hardly makes sense, since labor market conditions vary considerably from region to region. But we do want to buy our sophisticated automatic machinery centrally. After all, it has taken us a long time to develop suitable vendors and the capacity to test the incoming machines, given our demanding requirements. We now have a sizable group of people doing only that in Chicago, and we hardly want each branch or even each region to duplicate the effort. But I don't think we should buy all our eggs in Chicago. We want them to be fresh, and we don't want to truck this delicate commodity all over the country. Neither do we want to have each branch set up its own incoming egg inspection operation. Here, some kind of compromise makes sense, such as regional egg purchasing centers, with each only a few hours by truck from all the franchise locations in the region. We do want uniform, high-quality standards everywhere, and we will monitor each of the franchises to make sure that they are adhered to. In other words, we definitely want to impose national quality control standards. What about items on the menu? By and large, we want to keep the same core menu everywhere. People going into the Breakfast Factory should be able to count on some basic choices. But we should also recognize regional differences in culinary taste. so some discretion ought to be left to the individual franchises. What about real estate? Should we allow our breakfast factories to be housed in any locally available building? Or should we prescribe a uniform construction style and build each of them from the ground up? Perhaps we should go with whatever building is available, provided it meets some standards we set in Chicago. What about furniture? Does it have to be utterly uniform? Should Chicago buy furniture for all branches? What about tableware? Since people tend to associate what they eat with and from with the breakfast, we should probably use the same tableware all over the country, which means we might as well purchase all that at one place too. But it is ridiculous for a local operation in Montana to requisition Chicago for a few broken plates. So we should probably have a couple of regional warehouses from which tableware could be delivered quickly. How do we choose the location of new franchises within each metropolitan area? Should we make the decisions in Chicago? Should I decide as the CEO of the Breakfast Factory Corporation? Or should the corporate staff let the local branch manager decide? Or perhaps Chicago should decide after consulting with the regional managers, who, after all, know their own areas better than my staff and I do. Things have become very complicated. Sometimes, as I sit behind my big desk at corporate headquarters, I wish I could go back to the early days when I was getting the eggs and toast and pouring the coffee myself. Or if not that, at least back to the days when I was running a single breakfast factory and I knew everybody by name and could make all the decisions without having to struggle with a mountain of pros and cons. Then, there was virtually no overhead. Now, there's a corporate personnel manager. There's also a traffic manager who wants to buy a computer to optimize the flow of eggs from the regional centers to the individual franchises. He says he can minimize transportation costs while ensuring same-day delivery. He also claims that if he had this computer, he could keep the tableware inventory at the lowest possible level. It won't be long before we'll have a corporate manager for real estate acquisitions. Very complicated indeed. Earlier, we established the fact that the game of management is a team game. A manager's output is the output of the organizations under his supervision or influence. We now discover that management is not just a team game, it is a game in which we have to fashion a team of teams, where the various individual teams exist in some suitable and mutually supportive relationship with each other.